can I help you?
Hey Greg, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing well. How about you, sir?
Good, good. Pretty busy, but yeah, just wanted to touch base with you real quick, kind of answer any questions you have, get some more information. I think I spoke to Debbie earlier, a couple minutes ago. She said you were interested in equipment. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got a lot of work with the floods out here coming in, and we can't even get to it. We don't have enough equipment and the guys, so we're looking for some help to get us out there so we can get these jobs and make some money.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, what part of Virginia are you in? You're pretty close to, you know, the south there.
Virginia. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and you're still getting jobs from Florida, man, with all the flooding? Or are you just with the problem up there?
No, we're doing it here in Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know you guys got hit that hard.
Yeah, a lot of flooding up here.
Wow, good. Yeah, give me a little background on the business. Say, you know, what do you guys, you know, do at R&R?
We do a lot of insurance restoration work. So, like, these jobs come in, they call us, hey, can you take it? The problem is we have to front the money till we get paid. And, like, right now we've got four that are closing up now, and we got three big ones going. And then so it takes a lot of the cash flow just to get, you know, the material on the job to get them done so we can bill them out.
Yeah, yeah. What are you guys dealing with, like, a net 60 or something of that nature?
60, sometimes 75 is what it drew them to be every time we started.
It's insurance work, man. It's reliable. You know you're going to get paid. It's just a matter of fact of when. You know,
we've
you're
got,
not,
right
definitely
now,
not the only one.
$50,000 in the last week of work.
I mean, you know, you got the work, you got to do it. So what kind of equipment are you looking at here, Greg?
We're going to look at, we want to do is get out some more dehumidifiers and some fans, and then just basically that's probably use about 20% of it, and the other go just to material costs. We've got four pretty good-sized jobs. We probably need at least $15,000 just to get the drywall and the carpet, all those things out there to get them going.
Okay. So you need about $15,000 in material costs, and for the dehumidifier and the fans, what are you thinking?
They're about $10,000.
About $10,000. So 25 will do you right, pretty much?
Yeah, that's somewhere in the neighborhood will get us pretty right.
Okay, okay. So, let me just, you know, how's your personal credit look like? You know, good, bad, in the middle?
It's shitty.
Okay.
It's shitty.
Like 500 shitty?
Right in there. Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's no problem, man. We work with credit tiers A through D, and we'll get you approved, and we'll get you into some kind of program and get you the money.
And just so you know, Debbie in my office, she's actually my sister. She can
okay.
do all of this for me. So she can answer anything for you at all.
Oh, perfect.
I stay in the field. It's hard to get a hold to me, especially right now. We go inside. We've got six starting within the next 2 days. So I work
six jobs starting in the next 2 days?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. You guys are working.
We are, but it's feast or famine.
yeah, right?
But we're lucky. Our customers are our customers year-round. These aren't, like, flukes things
mm-hmm.
at all. We got a townhouse. We have 30 days to finish it. It's a $5,000 bonus as soon as we finish it.
Do you do any commercial work, or are you guys mostly residential?
Yeah, mostly residential. I try to stay out of the commercial, but that gets even worse.
You don't get paid, man. You seriously, on the commercial end of things, like, you know, the bigger the company you're dealing with, the more they throw their weight around and don't like to pay on time. You know,
and not only that, they beat you down so bad you work for 10-15%. And
mm-hmm.
that's not even enough to carry your paper over money.
No, yeah, exactly. It's a big volume job, and you know you can. It's nice if you have nothing better to do. But if you can get those higher margins on a residential job, you know
yeah,
I'm sure you'd rather.
We can make our money.
Exactly, you know I'm sure you'd rather make like a couple hundred, maybe a couple $1,000 on a residential job than you know have to front all this money for a huge commercial job just to make $10,000.
Yeah, we're doing one at the police station right now in Portsmouth that flooded during the hurricane, and you got to work, their hours are closed on holidays, you got eight secretaries, and everyone's got an allergy to something. I'm like, people, really?
Yeah. What do you guys usually get, like, a busy season at all, or you just kind of...
We stay pretty consistent right now. Our thing is that we've been run a little slower because we haven't had the cash flow to take on new jobs. So, like, now we're reaching out trying to get things. Some work is out there. There's a ton of work. I mean, we got customers can't even get to us. We're trying to hire two more guys now.
What do you mean by customers you can't even get to? Are they, like, just in a bad flood zone, or...?
No, I mean, as far as that, we're so busy trying to get to them and have the cash flow.
Understandable. Yeah, I got you, man. So, well, let's get to business. What do your gross annual sales look like last year? Because these
were for that. Because Debbie handles all of that. Like I said, she's my sister. She runs all. Yeah. Give you all of that information.
Could you ballpark me, man? Like, 200K, 100K.
Oh, for the last year we did.
Yeah, just did ballpark me, man. A million? Oh, yeah. Perfect. You know, I saw on your file that it said 100K, and I got a little nervous at first because it's just going to be, we're not going to be able to get you that much money. But if you're doing a million, you know, we can definitely, get you set up.
Between 100 to a million in that ballpark.
No, that's perfect. Usually, just as a, ballpark, we usually get around 10% of gross annual sales. So, you're well into that. Do you have any current loans out? Do you know, like, any of these working capital loans or anything like that?
We got a couple. We got one that's finished, and we got two that we sell over.
Do you know what the balances are? Is that like a Debbie question?
I
got you. I'll give her a ring after you to get all the details and the numbers. But I just kind of want to get through the just kind of a couple questions about the business with you. Yeah. So, do you work with your bank now, or
what's your other relationship with the bank? And we're trying to get straight so I get my credit back up.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a house in Accent that's up for sale right now. I don't even got my personal house here. I've got probably $200,000 in equity on my personal house. So if you want to do a home equity line of credit loan for me, I got no issue with that.
No, I mean, we try to stay away from that. It gets kind of messy. For the most part, we do the unsecured working capital loans. Do you have the ones that you have? What are they like? Are they like one of those with a daily payment?
They are.
Okay, yeah.
And we're not even opposed to a larger amount from you, if you take the funds and pay those off, if we can come out better.
Yeah, exactly. What we try and do here is pretty much option A, is to just get you a loan big enough to pay down all of your balances, kind of clear those out, and then just like net the rest. Do you kind of have any kind of idea of what you owe right now?
I don't. Debbie knows that.
Yeah, I got you. So, that's basically going to be plan A. Plan B would just to be get you a second or third position, but we try and stay away from that as well. It's just more high risk. So what were you looking for as far as term length? Because, you dealt with these before. They're basically shorter term, 3 to 18 months, with someone in your credit situation.
If I could get something and we could get them and pay these guys off in 12 months and you take first position and only position, that would be great. That would free a lot of our cash flow up, too.
Yeah, so if I can get you, say, a 12-month loan to cover all your expenses with the current debts and then just net, like, another 25, 30K, that would be great for you?
I'd be happy as hell.
Perfect. I think we got a good, strong possibility of getting that done here. Especially, you got the revenue for it. That'll definitely help the case here. Do you take credit cards at all, or...?
We did. Like this week, I think we processed like 10,000 this week.
Oh, okay. So it does make up a pretty significant portion of your income for the business.
Just right now because of the floods, and right now because people are using it to pay, because they don't have any cash on them.
Yeah, people are underwater and they got fucking empty pockets and just.
Exactly.
I gotcha. All right, man. I pretty much got everything I kind of need here. Just to confirm, though, you're 100% owner, correct?
Yes, sir.
And just kind of a time frame. We're looking to do this as soon as possible. Like, if I can get you some numbers, maybe by end of the week, and try and fund this by next week.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, I'll touch base with Debbie real quick and circle back to you guys, and hopefully get this in today.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Greg. Take care.